People walk with their kids or drop them off by car at Alice Birney Waldorf-inspired school in South Sacramento. 18% of parents with kindergartners this school year have chosen not to vaccinate their kids because of personal beliefs. That's 6 times higher than the statewide average.
So I don't think it's a good idea to put a lot of shots in a newborn, especially ones that contain a lot of chemicals.
Holly Bach has a first and third grader at the public school. She says her kids had some of their shots, like polio, but not all. They weren't vaccinated for the measles.
I realize that there are risks with having the measles, but it wasn't something that I was concerned about getting right away because it wasn't happening. And I, again, didn't want to put all those vaccines in my young child.
Bach says neither of her kids got any shots before they were 2. Her main concern was getting all the vaccinations at once. The current measles outbreak is making her think twice, but she hasn't made a decision. She said if a school required her kids to stay home for 3 weeks, that'd be fine.
It's my opinion. It's what I want to do for my kids and what I think is right. And I understand the anger for that. So no, I haven't really talked about it with other parents.
The trend in opting out of vaccinations for kids is a concern for pediatrician Richard Pan.
Vaccines have often been a victim of their own success, as many of us have never experienced a vaccine-preventable infection or known of someone who's been affected by one.
Pan is also a Democratic state senator. When he was in the Assembly in 2012, he authored a bill that would require parents to consult with a health care provider before signing a personal belief exemption. That bill became law. Pan says it's not strong enough.
And what we're seeing now with the outbreaks is that we are in a situation where there are not enough people being vaccinated to contain these dangerous diseases.
Democratic Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez says she's signing on to Pan's bill because she got calls from constituents after the Disneyland outbreak.
When 13 cases of measles started spreading through San Diego County, we got desperate phone calls from parents. Not parents who don't want to vaccinate their children, parents who cannot vaccinate their children because they're too young or because they have a medical condition. And there was confusion within our immigrant community about why anyone would ever choose, if they could, to not vaccinate their children.
One parent outside Alice Birney has an explanation for a culture in which parents decide against vaccinating their kids.
I think educated counterculture might be the right way to say it.
But Mitch Weathers himself is part of the majority of kindergarten parents whose kids got their shots this year. He said foregoing the vaccinations doesn't make sense to him, but he's not too concerned about the unvaccinated kids. He feels his child is protected.
I understand the idea, like if we've eradicated measles, why do I need it? Well, you know, we live in an international world now, so we're not living out on a farm by ourselves either.
California Governor Jerry Brown says vaccinations are profoundly important, and any related bill will be closely considered. If the new bill does become law, personal opinions cannot be cited as a reason to forgo shots for kids. Parents at Alice Birney will have until the end of this calendar year to get their kids up to date. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.